Shrewsbury's, Shrewsbury's, party time, excellent. All right, excellent. All right, party.
Friday.
Woo! I feel like it was just Friday a day ago, people.
Oh my God.
Okay?
Flew by.
Right?
Usually
you and I are on opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to this.
Like, yes. I'll mention that. Austin's like, I had the fastest week of my life, and Melissa says, I feel like it's Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yes. Sometimes that happens.
But this week, we agree.
This
right?
Week
so we're
we
into
do.
March. We got daylight savings time. We got St. Patrick's Day. And y'all realize, yes. A week from tonight, United Center, Eric Church.
Is it? Like, I'm feeling spring.
It's I need to get my sleep in for that concert. I heard he plays more than 3 hours. I got to get my energy up to do that.
Oh, yeah.
He can do it. If he can hang, we can hang.
Okay. So remember one of our favorite breweries that we talked about last year showcasing them was Skeleton Key in Woodridge with Emily and Paul?
Yes.
It was the Friday right before the tornado that decimated them and all the great things, and they just finished a renovation. One of the unique things about them was their Spare Keys Incubator Program. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can enroll in their program to learn how to become your own brewery start to finish. And one of those graduates of the program recently opened up their own place in Lyle, and they are killing it already.
Look at that.
So today we're talking about Bubble House Brewing in Lyle. And can I say, I love that name, Bubble House.
I do too. Yeah.
Bubble House. So they opened late last year. They already have 12 beers on tap, including a phenomenal black IPA collaboration that they did with Hey Now, Skeleton Key.
Yes.
See the collaborations right there?
Love it.
It's called Noir Wall.
Okay.
It's a bright citrus and pine push out from the inky depths of this dark, deep beauty, finishing with a kiss of roast and firm bitterness. They want you to focus on the bright when things get dark.
Well, that makes sense for a place called Bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Bubble House.
Yeah.
Focused on the bright.
Yes.
I took my son Roy there in late February when it was girls' night out for Jill and Viz. So it's like Saturday night. What are we going to do? I said, hey, why don't we go to check out this new place? They have a ton of tables. Family friendly. We played board games and ordered pizza from down the street. He got a pop. Special thing. We don't have soda in our house. And he got a pop. He's like, Dad, can I get a Coke?
Oh, yeah, that's a boys' night out right there.
He got two Cokes. Don't hold it against you, okay?
All right.
Beers, I did a flight and a pint. And I'm a huge fan of their Gorgeous Gorges. That's a mouthful. The Gorgeous Gorges. It's a West Coast IPA.
Okay.
Three different type of hops giving off some citrus, pine, and light resin love
pine.
Against a crisp malt backbone.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
The most interesting name that I love, though, they have a beer called 10 Second Hug.
Oh.
10 Second Hug.
Whoa, right?
That's a good hug.
Yeah, but what's in that?
It is a double dry hopped IPA. Thank you for asking, Melissa. Coming in at a wonderful 6%. So it's a double IPA, but it's drinking light. And they describe it as not too sweet, finishing clean with a balanced bitterness, like the embrace of a perfectly timed hug, best enjoyed with friends and family.
Right. Aww. It was a little bit of warmth and love, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, like
and they are.
Already.
It's a husband and wife and two kids. So they did the incubator program. It's them. It's family. It's everything. So they're open at 3 o'clock today. They're open at noon tomorrow and Sunday. They've also got a Saison, a couple kettle sours, and I really dug their Smash Pale Ale, too. But I got to give a shout out to Evan, who was the bartender. So I walked in a week later just to have another try, another flavor.
Yeah.
And I had not interacted with him at all in my first visit other than to check out. So he wasn't my server. He hadn't served me anything. He remembered me.
No.
And it freaked me out because you have your winter hat on and you have a mask on. He's like, you sat over there. You had your son here. You guys played board games. You ordered pizza, right? And it blew me away. So I feel like that's one of those ping moments where if you're able to come into a place and they're already making you feel familiar, I don't know how he did it. It really creeked me out.
Yeah.
I hadn't talked to him at all.
You're Drew from the radio.
But yet
right.
Cool.
You're Drew from US
99. Creepy but cool. It was wonderful. And I told him, like, I don't know how you remember this. He's like, you know, I just remember you were there. So we had a really nice conversation.
Maybe it was you, Drew.
It might have been.
Maybe you're,
I don't know.
You stand out.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
He's probably never done that before
out.
With anyone else.
It was actually a really wonderful moment. So Evan, go see him. He's one of their great bartenders. Also, Lindsay, I loved her. They're kid-friendly, inside, dog-friendly, outside. And they're on Ogden, just west of 53. It's a really cool space. On socials, online, bubblehousebrewing.com. They're Bubble House in Lyle. Drew's Brews. Tell them I sent you.
Love it.
Drew's
Brews! Drew's Brews!